Okay, so you may remember that I was doing practice audios when I was preparing for the live radio event that happened a couple weeks ago, and so I asked people to submit questions to me that I would answer, and this is one of those questions that I got that I didn't address yet, and this one's from Rosalita. Here we go.
Hi, Belle. This is Rosalita. You've helped me out through 100 days about a year ago, and then now I'm working on another 100 days now. So first off, thanks a lot for all your help. So my question is, can you describe or give some advice on how to deal with celebrations? I find that that's like one of the hardest things that I can mentally like wrap my head around. It's like, how do you build these new traditions and new patterns and new strategies to celebrate momentous occasions and, you know, really celebrate a lot of hard work and efforts?
How do you deal with celebrations? The same way you deal with disappointments, the same way you deal with good things and bad things. We have a brain that asks for alcohol when something good happens, but that same brain asks for alcohol when something bad happens. And so the question is, how do you deal with it? By creating new pathways, by practice. So in the very beginning, do you go to your staff Christmas party when you're 3 days sober? No, probably not. Because some of it is like a muscle that you strengthen and develop as you go along. Like you navigate a dinner time without alcohol, which makes it easier then to navigate a lunch thing at your kid's school, which makes it easier then to navigate a date night with your husband, which then makes it easier to navigate a weekend thing with your girlfriends in a cafe for brunch, which then makes it easier to navigate, New Year's Eve. And so all of those little steps, all of the, like, how do you navigate today? How are you sober today? The same tools and skills that you use today are the same ones you use when something good happens or something bad happens. So how do you celebrate without alcohol in your glass? Well, it turns out that you don't need alcohol in your glass to celebrate. That's Wolfie talking. Because nobody cares what's in your drink, number one. And number two, Christmas morning is not improved by you being half sloshed. Christmas morning is not improved by the addition of an anesthetic. How do you enjoy a celebration? I would say you have to enjoy it sober. Like, being sober is how you enjoy the celebration. You're actually there. To think that you need to numb yourself to the point of unconsciousness, sleep, and hangover to enjoy an event is not logical, and it's Wolfie speaking, because it just isn't true. It's not even close to true.